The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education, equity analysis, investment analysis, and second to none investment education. I am Abayomi Obabolujo. Aruna Kibira is here in the house already. He's the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited, a trading license holder of the NGX. Aruna, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
We got a latest audit report released to the market in the course of last week. The first is Okumu Oil PLC. Now, Aruna, I know you are a friend of Okumu, and given the chance, you will pick Okumu ahead of Presco, the major competitor in the market. Looking at the audit report for 2021, and I know that you should be properly informed about this. So the turnover grew by 59.73%. Profit after tax grew by 292.15%. Earning per share moved from 3.08 naira to 12.10 naira at a price of 1.42 naira. P ratio of 11.74. As far as I'm concerned, except for the fact that you will say it is for a manufacturing company, this is rather high when we compare it with what obtains among the banks. Earnings yield 8.52%, that is still relatively lower than the dictate of your portfolio. Aruna, profit margin is not bad, it's so good, 30.86%. They are paying out dividend of 8 naira. This result is not bad. It looks great, isn't it?
It is.
But one thing or the other makes this result not to be fit for a portfolio.
No, let me first of all correct one impression. I'm not in love with Okumu Oil. I'm in love with any stock that performs.
Okay.
So, Presco, their investment in SEAT, their proposed bonus of 1-for-1, and the bogus any partial can make me prefer Presco to Okumu. But looking at this result, I think what I just discovered that we were thinking that Okumu would be able to pay dividend in the neighborhood of 12, in the neighborhood of 10 naira. They actually did a restatement of their 2020 account. You can see that the any partial has fallen from 8 naira to 3 naira. There was a 5 billion plus, which was supposed to be deferred tax, and that has to be made. There was a provision that has to be made for that. So if you take that from 12 naira, then it is the neighborhood of it. And I told you that they normally pay out whatever the guy, because of that provision, that was why their payment was limited to 8 naira. And for the earnings yield, a stock that have actually crossed 100 naira is now a high cap stock. And if you look at the earnings yield of all the high cap stock, it's not that fantastic. Sometimes it does not even come to 10%.
So but
they are still growing. Their earnings are still growing. It's just that the market has appreciated their growth over time, that the price has risen, that the earnings yield is a little bit below 10%.
But from the indicators that I'm seeing here, the price of Okumu is actually down. And as I'm looking at it now, the price is facing down. And this does not look like something that someone should invest in at this point. Strategically, Aruna, the profit margin is great, but the earnings yield is not that impressive, okay? And you want to still believe or say that the price is not too high?
No, at 142, but it got to 147.19. I think on the date, the formation in the market, and they came back to 142. I believe they might be on this 142 until it is markdown. Then you know after markdown, there's every possibility of a decline in the price of the stock.
And the year-to-day performance has been unimpressive because it is just 0%. year to date?
It got to 147.90. Oh. And it's 142. So
as a matter of fact, it got to 149.70.
The 149.70.
All right. Mm. But it opened the year at 142. It's back at 142. So year to date is nothing. Mm. It suggests that in this equity, except for those who might just pick their dividend, the possibility of price gain in this equity.
No, there's a behavior in the price of equity at a particular point in time. Even while the on the ticker it will show 142, you can get it to buy 127.80. But after this result and
the creation, the margin between 127 and 142, 10%. When you deduct commission and other rest from both sides, it does not make
and a sensible. Collecting a dividend of 8 naira.
By the time it is, the dividend will be adjusted, Aruna. Okay. And looking at it, okay, because of time, let's just leave Okomu. Otherwise, I'm just looking at what they did in 2020, which was 63.7% in price. As a matter of fact, in 2019, there was a decline of 27% in their year-to-year performance. In 2021, it was 56.0%. It has not really been that fantastic. No,
you know what worked for Okomo was that by the time they released their quarter two, the market will see that trajectory, that growth. As a quarter two, they have already done over 5 naira. That was why the market priced this as what we are seeing. Because a stock that did 8 naira last year, and that quarter two is already doing that close to 8 naira, but by quarter three, it has done over what it did the full year of last year. But there's no way the market will not appreciate it.
We look at corn oil. The performance is not bad, really, because the top line showed 7.88% growth profit after tax, 114.05% growth. Earning per share moved from 2 naira 8 kobo to 4 naira 44 kobo at a price of 26 naira. PE ratio 5.85, which is good by any standard. Earnings yield 17.09%. Profit margin 2.43. That's rather low. But dividend, this dividend calculating it is about 9.6%. 2 naira 50 kobo dividend on a stock of 26 naira. Okay, so can we really understand what the source of this huge profit after tax is coming from?
I think it has to do with ability to control their middle line. Ability to control their middle line. One of the things I have with corn oil is that it's a stock that has seasonal performance. After the markdown of this dividend, you can be rest assured that except there's any external stimulus into corn oil, it can slip until there's another result. And one of the things they also do, they pay fantastic dividend. They can make 2 naira 5 kobo and pay 2 naira as dividend. They can make 4 naira.
But from the indicators I'm looking at here, as a matter of fact, in price movement, I can still say likely that maybe corn oil is, is in the same class as Okomu, really, because this is a stock that can go to sleep
for a very long time. You know,
but in the last two trading sessions, the equity really has moved.
Because of the declaration of the dividend, it was 22 naira 25 kobo when it was released.
9.9% on it was 9.9% growth on 7th, okay, and also 6.3%. How far do you think it can go before the market begin to sell off?
By the time we get to 27-28, a number of people will stay to take the dividend, but the moment it is marked down and it has declined to a level, corn oil will go to sleep.
And if you are there, you are advising that the surgeon should be very short.
If you see, there is what they call homemade dividend. If you have taken position, have you gotten over 250 kobo in your kitty after you pay your charges. If so, take a walk. Except if you have not, then you can wait and take your dividend on the day of Magda. The next day, take a walk.
Okay, but why do you think Conrail behaves that way?
Well, you know, if information actually is what drives the price in the market. We're talking about Presco. Take Presco for instance. Presco, Okomo was far ahead of Presco when the issue of the acquisition of SEAT came in, and the market responded to it. Then the possibility of giving a bonus of what they want to thank him, the market responded to it. But in that of Conrail, after this, the only thing you see is just maybe quarterly returns, and most of the quarterly returns are not that fantastic. You know, when a company files its return and they have grown 250%, it will attract the market. They have grown 150%, it will attract the market. But it's not so in the case of Conrail.
Okay, the last result we are going to be looking at today is Caverton. It's very poor. Ideally, I shouldn't even be talking about it, but you see, we should not discriminate, okay? Because again, a bad equity today can become good tomorrow.
Yes.
So turnover grew by 8.04%, but the profit after tax declined by 466.95%. More so that this result is coming against a COVID lockdown year. Okay, so as at this result, they raised the profit after tax of negative 4.3 billion naira. Earning per share negative, then P ratio is negative, earnings yield is negative, profit margin is negative. Now, are people no longer flying, or what do you think could be responsible for this?
Well, people are still flying, because if not, they wouldn't have been able to grow their turnover at all. I think one of the things that actually hit them was the rise in, they couldn't manage their middle line. Cost of sale rose by 34.3%, while finance cost rose by a whopping 45%. And when you look at their finance income to the finance cost, that is what it cost them and what came out, was 0.06%. That is 3.26 million to a cost of 5 billion. And their crew salary rose from 8 billion to 10 billion.
And so why are you increasing salary when you are not generating the income?
Well, chances are that either they got more hands, maybe it's not necessarily that they increase salary, maybe they employ more.
Why are you employing more hands when you're not making the money?
You know,
because even the turnover you're talking about grew marginally, 8.04%.
8.0%. Consumable from 6 billion to 12 billion.
Are you sure that this account is real?
I mean,
manufacturing.
It's audited account.
It's audited. But did you take the time to read the auditor's report? I have not read it. We need to look at this. Because if your consumable grew, right, and then the overhead also grew, and this is not reflecting in your turnover, not reflecting in your profitability, I can tell you that the company is showing signs of being mismanaged. And I think the Securities and Exchange Commission should come in before it becomes too late. I've got to go, but by the grace of God, I will be here again next week. I want to say a very big thank you to Aruna. I want to say a very big thank you to you that you stay glued, okay, all through. To my team, you are the best. All right, until next when I return again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.